Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Soulful Living with Megs. I am so happy you're here. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to tune into this episode to spend a moment of connection with me. It always means so much, always holds such a special place in my heart. I really firstly wanted to say I hope my voice doesn't sound a little off. I was actually sick for the past few days. I feel like I was just recently sick too, back in May or something. So totally lame that I'm sick again and totally lame that I'm not feeling well in the summer. I feel like that is the worst time to get a cold, but I'm fighting it quite quickly, doing all of the home remedies, herbal remedies, all of that good stuff. So I'm feeling back on track for sure, but just wanted to let you guys know that energy levels are still kind of on the lower side. So I'm just trying to get back into a groove, but I figured today's episode would get me amped up, and I feel like it's the vibes of the next little bit. And I just wanted to quickly pause and ask you guys, like, how is it already the end of July? Like, truly, I do not know where the time goes and why it's flying so fast this year, and I'm kind of in disbelief about it. I feel like we honestly fly by time every year faster and faster, but I don't know, this year it seems insanely quick. I can't believe we are halfway through summer pretty much, and we are, as you're listening to this, at the very beginning of August, which is crazy. And tonight, as you're listening to this, I'm actually going to see Tate McRae. Such a fun summer of outside activity for me. I'm so excited for it, you guys. This is such a side note, but I don't personally go to a lot of concerts. I'm very sensitive to a lot of things externally, and so like really, really loud sounds affects me. And I also don't really love to go to concerts if I don't know the artist well. I've been to a handful of concerts in my life, and all of them have been pretty much people I don't listen to on the regular. But I actually listen to Tate McRae. I love her. I cannot wait to see her dance and perform. I feel like she is such a triple threat. The dance community knows what that means, and I am just so stoked. I feel like she's definitely the pop star of our era and very like Britney vibes she's giving me. But anyway, I hope that as you're listening to this, you know, I'm getting ready for the concert. I hope that I enjoy it so much. I am so excited. I'm sure that I will. I'll be singing away, and my voice is already not great right now, and I'm sure it won't be by the end of the night on Monday, but that is okay. I am pumped. But anyway, I just remember like waiting for this concert to happen, and I just can't believe we are already halfway through summer. It's end of July. It's really, really crazy. But if you're anything like me, you are probably wondering a similar thing of where has summer gone? And I don't want you to worry. This episode is all about making sure that it doesn't slip away that easily. And August is very much still ahead of us. And I wanted to make today's episode a really lighthearted one, super fun. And I want to talk about how we can squeeze in every single last drop of joy out of what's left of summer. So whether you are getting ready to go back to school, whether you are wrapping up a summer job, a summer internship, or you're simply soaking in a final stretch of beautiful weather, especially if you live in Vancouver, I am trying to savor every last moment of the sun before we get into pouring rain. I have some fun, some mindful and spontaneous ideas to hopefully help you make it count this summer. And also, as you're listening to this episode today, it is the start of a two-week vacation for me. I am so excited. I haven't really taken time off like this since Christmas, and even then, I didn't really have that many days off. And so, leading up to the next 2 weeks that I have off, I really have been thinking a lot about how to be more intentional with this time, how to have more fun, how to say yes to more things, more moments, and just really, really be present. And so I wanted to share that energy with all of you in hopes that it inspires you to make the most out of the time that you have left of summer. First things first, I really wanted to talk mindset, because to me, having fun is a mindset. It's not always about having big, extravagant plans to do things. Sometimes it's about giving yourself permission to say yes, to break your normal routine, to be spontaneous, and to see the joy in everyday moments. So let's get into the ways to make the most of August. I have some fun, simple, and meaningful things that you can try within the next few weeks, but also I feel like we can implement this even into the rest of our lives. It does not have to apply only to summer, because I really feel like if we kind of embrace these moments that we have in the sun in our everyday lives, especially when winter comes, when fall comes, it just, I think, allows for a brighter life. And that's ultimately what I want for you. So some things that you can try over the next few weeks in August is to say yes to something you've been wanting to do. Even if it feels a little bit out of your comfort zone, I want you to say yes, because I feel like that is where the magic usually happens and you get to learn something new and you get to discover, wow, I really enjoy doing this thing that I never thought I'd say yes to. So I'm really grateful that I did say yes. The next thing you can do is break your routine. As somebody who loves structure, I know I've mentioned this before, I am really, really into a routine, a daily routine. I have a weekly routine during work, and then I have a weekend routine. I know how hard it is to break that, but I want to encourage you to loosen that grip a little, because when you do, it will allow you to have more surprise, more joy, and more connection to flow into your life. Be spontaneous. Even if it's just choosing a different coffee shop or taking the long way home one day, like randomly you decide, hey, I'm going to go this route, choose the spontaneity, because you never know what's going to happen. And it just allows your brain to have a different change of scenery. You can host a homemade potluck with friends, where everybody can bring a dish that they bake, or if they make something, I feel like that would be a really, really fun time to get together with friends and try new foods. And I just love the idea of actually like physically making it yourself. That effort is there that you've put into it, and you know, it won't turn out perfect. And I think that's the fun of it, but you get to share stories with each other. You get to eat great food and you can soak in that summer evening air if you have a balcony or if you have a backyard that you're hanging out and doing this in. I think that could be such a fun time. And I really want to do this with my friends when I'm settled into my new place. I know it'll be the end of August, but still, I want to bring that, you know, those vibes into the fall. But I want to have everybody come over for a potluck. I think that's just so, so fun to do with your friends. You can grab a blanket and head to your favorite park. You can bring a journal with you, a book. You can do some arts and crafts outside, or you can listen to your favorite podcast. I personally enjoy doing all of those things. And I have a few parks around me that I go to, but it is just so nice to lay in the sun, even if you wanted to take a nap. I've fallen asleep a handful of times for a little bit at the park, just laying like half in the shade, half in the sun. And it's just so lovely to be out in nature. And even like the sense of feeling your bare feet in some green soft grass, I don't know, that just screams summer to me. And it's just so nostalgic as a kid when like being outside or being camping and like being right in the grass. I love it. So I encourage you to do that. I think that that could be a really fun activity to do during your August. You could go to a theme park. I haven't done this in a long time. I did a few years ago go to Playland, for those of you in Vancouver, if you've ever been. But my friend, she actually recently went last week as you're listening to this, and it looked like so much fun. And I feel like it's all about playing like a kid again. And for me, like personally, next weekend, I'm going to my work summer event, and we're doing like an obstacle course with those bubble balls that people play like bubble ball soccer, but we have this obstacle course set up, and then there's going to be a rock climbing wall, and I'm so excited to race some of my coworkers up that wall and just like play like a kid again and be outside and enjoy like a barbecue. It is just so fantastic. But yeah, if you have a theme park around you, I mean, why not go to it? I know My Calgarians, you recently had Stampede, so I hope that you made the most of it and went on some rides because I feel like just that adrenaline rush is so much fun. You can hit up a beach, a water park, an outdoor pool. If you don't have an ocean near you, you can go to a lake. You can even like float down the river. I know a lot of people in my life do that. And just it's just about playing in the sun, jumping in the water, and like eating something cold and sweet so you can like pack watermelon with you and a bunch of fruits. And I just love that. And being able to like be near a body of water of some kind when it's so hot outside is just such an added thing. I remember last summer, some friends and I, we were celebrating a birthday party and we had a water balloon fight and a water gun fight, and it was truly so much fun. There were kids like everywhere around us because it was an actual park and there was some type of event going on, and they also had a little outdoor like water park, but I swear we were having more fun than the kids and it was just such a blast running around. So like even doing that, like having a water balloon fight, oh my gosh, it's messy to clean up, but the physical aspect of it is such a blast. You can plan a barbecue. You can roast marshmallows if you're in an open fire, if you can. What a nostalgic feeling that is. And I think like a grounding activity. I feel like sitting by a fire, eating food that's from a barbecue is honestly the best. Like corn on the cob, once you're grilling it on the barbecue, grilling like burgers if you like burgers, or like hot dogs if you like them, you know, anything, chicken on the barbie, so fire. And I really wish that I had a barbecue so that I could barbecue. It's really not the same, but if you have access to one, do it. And then like roasting marshmallows, I want to have s'mores so bad this summer. That's going to be my goal by the end of summer, is to have a s'more. I have not had a s'more in, oh gosh, like 5 years or something like that. I don't even know, probably longer. But I encourage you to do those things if you can. And, you know, to tie into that, marshmallows and s'mores, go camping. What a blast to go camping with your friends. Tenting, you can go glamping if you have a trailer. I have not been tenting in a long time, but what a fun activity to do, just being out in the wilderness. You can even, while you're doing that, try a new hiking trail, or even spend a weekend with friends on a new hiking trail. You know, just being able to walk up to such a beautiful view, even doing a sunrise hike. Oh, so fantastic. You can bring coffee with you in those to-go cups and or in your little thermos, and just like enjoy a cup of coffee up on the mountain as you enjoy the sunrise. Like, so beautiful. My gosh. You can play outdoor games like beach volleyball or spike ball. And like, you really don't have to be super into athleticism or sports to be able to enjoy doing this. It is truly about the connection and the laughs that you have with your friends. And I think Camilla and I, we are going to get some tennis rackets and we're going to go to the tennis court for the rest of summer because, you know, they're free and we can get some cheap rackets and just like hit the ball back and forth. To me, that is just so much fun. You're doing a physical activity and it's a fun way to get exercise, you know, without putting too much effort into it. But yeah, setting up a day to go to the beach with your friends and play some volleyball, like, ugh, what a fun time. Can't wait to do that. You can join a run club or go to some outdoor event in your city where you don't know anybody. And while that can absolutely be scary, it's also a chance to connect with new souls and potentially start a budding of a new friendship. I think, you know, if you're in a space like that, there are like-minded people with you that want to be there to meet other people and to connect. And this is your chance to do something outside that you've always wanted to do, like a run club, but then also create new connections with new friends. I love that. You can visit a lavender or sunflower field. I feel like that's truly like pure serotonin. I don't know. I love the idea of like a flower field. I know we have like botanical gardens around here. Victoria has some beautiful lavender fields, I've heard. I don't really know the seasons of them or when it's best to go. I think summertime is the best to go, maybe even in the fall. I've personally never been, but it is something I'd like to go to because just the idea of being around that beautiful scent and all of those colors. Just so beautiful. And like, what? That's like the definition of summer. You know what I mean? You can try something new this month, whether it's an art class or trying a new recipe or reading a different genre of a book or taking yourself on a solo date that you've been putting off. I want you to try one new thing this summer. That is what I encourage you to do. Whatever it is, if I've listed some of those ideas for you or something you've thought about trying, I really encourage you to do it this summer. Because why not? You either do it now or then you wait and then maybe regret that you've waited. Why don't you just go for it and try it now? You can have a cozy night in with your best friends where you can cook dinner together and you can sip on your favorite cocktails or mocktails. I for sure have talked about that before with romanticizing your life, but why not have a fun summer night in where you get to spend time with your besties, cooking together and just vibing it out, listening to music. I always feel like that's such a blast. Another really important thing, and the last thing that I have on this list for you, is to be mindful and present for the rest of August. Just sitting with the feeling of the sun on your skin, listening to the sounds around you outside, just breathing deeply in that fresh air and just being. I think that that's so important to really embrace the rest of the time that we have this summer, is to truly be mindful and present in whatever moment that you're in and be grateful for it, because you have this opportunity to be a part of this beautiful life and in the moment that you're in. And so why not be mindful of that moment that you're in? I think it would just make it that much more special. One of the most powerful ways to embrace the rest of summer is by practicing gratitude for this present moment. And I know I just mentioned that, but whether you are taking a vacation like I am right now, whether you're working full time, whether you are packing or simply just existing, there is always something to be grateful for. And for me this month, while I am going to be hopefully embracing all of those ideas that I've just shared with you, I know I've also mentioned to you that I am packing for my move coming up. And so while it does sound overwhelming to pack everything up, I've also chosen it as a chance for me to really purge what no longer serves me and to be intentional about what I'm bringing into my new chapter and my new space. So I'm really excited to go through and to really get rid of things that I just don't need anymore, that I don't reach for. And so that this could be a good opportunity for you as well to take something so minimal and switching that mindset shift of, okay, how can I be grateful for this? How can I turn this into an activity? Or if I have to clean the house, how can I make this into a fun event where I actually go through things and I get rid of things that I don't need anymore to allow room for new amazing things that come along my way? Even small changes can make your day during the summer feel new, even if it is a normal routine of going to work. You can walk a different route home. You can try a new recipe that you've never made. You can watch a movie from a genre that you usually skip. The point of all of that being is that you have the power to make the rest of summer yours. And so I really, really hope that you do embrace it and you make the most out of every single day that you have left of this beautiful weather, and be so grounded and grateful and mindful of this present moment. And I really don't want to wish the rest of this summer away. Whether you are savoring the sunshine or secretly craving sweater weather, because I am truly excited to live in my sweatsuits outside of work. I'm so excited to have on a hoodie. I encourage you to meet August with open arms, and I want you to embrace the spontaneity. I want you to embrace the play, the pause, and the present moment. And a huge reminder I've mentioned at the beginning of this is fun is what you make it. And the rest of summer is yours to create. And so go out and say yes to joy. Be kind to yourself. And this is a really important one, but please don't forget to wear sunscreen when you're out and make sure you have water with you at all times, because staying hydrated is really important. And if you're like me, you're pretty pale and you don't want to burn, because that is not the vibes. we want to be happy and hydrated. That is the vibes of the rest of summer and the rest of August. So thank you guys for this fun little episode of just talking about how we can make the most of August. I really appreciate you being here with me, and I truly can't wait to hear about what summer memories you've created so far and which memories you do create in the coming month here. And if you try any of these ideas or feel inspired by any of the ideas, I would love for you to let me know, and I'd love to celebrate them with you. So if you have made it this far and you've tried something on something that I've suggested that we mentioned earlier, I want you to comment on my last episode post for this episode release and just let me know what you're excited about trying or what you've already tried, or you can come back to the post later if you're trying a few of those things later on. I just want to hear like what you've been up to. I feel like that's such a fun moment where we can connect. But I hope that your week and the rest of your summer is filled with endless opportunities of joy and love and light. I'm sending all of that amazing and bright energy to you, and so I truly hope that you feel it. And if this episode inspired you, I would love for you to share it with a friend as well. If they are feeling like, you know, down on the fact that we only have 1 month left, we can absolutely make the most of it. So sharing it with them would be great. And don't forget, you can follow the pod on Instagram at Soulful Living with Megs. And then don't forget to follow the podcast on Apple, Spotify, or YouTube so that you don't miss an upload for me next Monday. But I am so excited to connect with you. I wish you such a fantastic August, and I can't wait to talk to you next Monday. Okay, bye guys.